And he smote the men of Beth-Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord, even he smote of the people 50,010 men. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him, and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him, and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. And the king lamented over Abner and said, "Died Abner as a fool dieth?" And Jeremiah lamented for Josiah. And all the singing men and the singing women spake of Josiah in their lamentations to this day, and made them an ordinance in Israel. And behold, they are written in the lamentations. They shall die of grievous deaths. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried. But they shall be as dung upon the face of the earth, and they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine. And their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, and neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground.
We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented.
And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him.